Chapter 3. On Saturday afternoon, after Dawson had spent time with Josiah at the hospital, he rode his aging motorbike to CID headquarters on Ring Road East. It was a 7-story, ailing building, the color of dirty sand. It looked no more significant than an old apartment building. Its appearance didn't match its impressive name, Criminal Investigations Department. Except for the ground floor charge office, where a certain amount of chaos was standard, CID was quiet on the weekends. Dawson took the narrow stairway to the 4th floor, where he let himself into the detective's room, greeting the only person there, a detective sergeant preparing for a big court case on Monday. On most days, the room was stifling, but today a soft breeze came through the louvered windows on either side. Only senior officers, assistant superintendent, and above got air-conditioned rooms. Junior ones, from constable to chief inspector, did not. If Dawson ever wanted to have the high privilege of an air-conditioned room one day, he was going to have to knuckle down, comply with Lardy's orders, and solve this case. He sat at his desk to examine the Smith-Adoo's case docket, whose front cover was the standard appearance of all such police records. Docket, Ghana Police Force. Date of offense, Monday, 9 July, Tuesday, 10 July. Complainant, Sapphire, Smith-Adoo, M.D. Principal witnesses, Sapphire, Smith-Adoo, M.D. George Finley, Offshore Oil Installation Manager, Malgam. Michael Glaga, Safety Officer, Malgam Oil. Clifford Stewart, Crane Operator, Malgam Oil. Ghana Navy Service Personnel. Accused, blank. Offense, homicide. Victims, Charles Smith-Adoo, Fiona Smith-Adoo. He opened the folder and flinched. Front and center was a printed image of Charles Smith-Adoo's severed head stuck to the end of a gnarled wooden pole like a gruesome lollipop. It looked both real and unreal, like a botched waxworks beginning to swell up and melt in the heat. The mouth gaped. The left eye was partially open, and the right eye had been removed.